The Bible says, by the actions of one man, sin came into the world. Adam disobeyed God. God told him that he was free to eat of any of the trees of the garden, enjoy them all except for one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The serpent came and tempted Eve, we know the story, and told her, look, God knows something that he doesn't want you to know, that if you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be open, you can decide right and wrong for yourself, determine your own destiny. What right does God have to say to you, you can't eat of that tree? You had the right to decide that for yourself. And so she took of the fruit and gave to her husband, Adam. Adam saw that it was desirous to make one wise, and so he took of it also, and so they were cast out of the garden. Do you think for one moment that Adam understood the consequences of his action? Do you think he realized that his own family would be cursed by murder, that one of his sons would kill another son? Do you think that he understood the calamity that would come upon his descendants, that they would war with one another, kill and torture each other, seek to dominate and control others around them, and that the world would be in such an awful mess, so much pain and suffering inflicted by people on each other because of their sinful hearts? I don't think so. I don't think he thought that out at all. Sin always takes us farther than we want to go. Its consequences are far-reaching beyond anything that we imagine, and we suffer greatly from our own sins. The Bible says that through the act of one man, sin came into the world. And it also says, by the act of one man, Jesus Christ, by his sacrifice, righteousness came into the world. Listen to what Paul says in chapter 5, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I made an awful mess of my life through sin, but through the faithfulness of Jesus, through what he did for me, by his sacrifice, by that grace freely given unto me, I have peace with you, O Lord. I am justified before your law, and that I have that righteousness that does not come from myself, but comes from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.